AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Francis says laws that criminalize homosexuality are unjust. In an interview with the AP, he says,
every man and every woman must have a window in their life where they can turn their hope and where they can see the dignity of God. And being homosexual isn't a crime. It's a human condition.
Francis acknowledged Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize or discriminate against the LGBTQ community. He says they need to change. After weeks of fierce fighting, Ukrainian forces have conducted an organized retreat from the town of Soledar in the eastern Donbas region. Meantime, Western countries are bolstering Ukraine's forces, Germany sending Leopard 2 battle tanks, the U.S. M1 Abrams. President Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin expected Western support for Ukraine would crumble with time.
He was wrong from the beginning, and he continues to be wrong. We are united. America's united. And so is the world.
The suspect in the deadly shootings at two Northern California mushroom farms this week has been charged with 7 counts of murder. The charges could result in the death penalty. The first grade teacher shot by a 6-year-old during class in Newport News, Virginia earlier this month plans to sue the school district. Her attorney, Diane Toscano.
3 times, school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school and was threatening people.
There's news about Donald Trump and social media. Lisa Dwyer has it.
Facebook's parent Meta is reinstating former President Donald Trump's personal account after a 2-year suspension following the January 6, 2021 insurrection on Capitol Hill. Trump was suspended the next day. The company said in a blog post that it is adding new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its policy.
This is AP News. The ocean blue tweed dress and matching coat Jill Biden wore for her husband's presidential inauguration is on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Ed Donahue has more.
The museum is also displaying the ensemble the First Lady wore for evening inaugural events.
Clothing is an art and articulation. It's a manifestation of a moment of time. It's history.
There were no inaugural balls for President Biden, who took office during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. This display features items that set it apart from the others.
Matching masks. You know, they're just pieces of small cloth, but they represent the enormity of what we all faced at the time.
The First Lady says she hopes the exhibit shows how the country came together, rebuilding shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.